Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. Great to be here with you on this sunny day. I'm looking forward to the show because we're going to talk about food, which we always love. We have Amy Brawny here. Well, I'm sure we all know Amy because she did the show before me, Real Parenting, a few years ago. Also, we have Lori Parrott on from Word of Mouth Cleaning, who's going to talk about some spring cleaning tips. We're going to talk about the Red Art Gallery, which is having its opening today, and also the Oak Bay Studio Tour. Sue Phillips, Tammy Tate are going to talk about WIN. They've got a great big event coming up, Passion for Fashion. But, of course, we always like to talk food. Amy Brawny, how are you?
I'm excellent. Thanks for having me here.
Now, I saw you at the London Chef. They had an event because they had their one-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And you're going to be teaching there. So you've sort of morphed, and we were talking about that before the show, how many things you have been. Now you're a mother of two, and you were in radio and TV and news. And you're a food blogger, and in front of you is something very exciting.
It's crazy. I couldn't believe it. Earlier this week, I got an email from the National Post, and they said, we're doing a feature this weekend, and it's going to be about our favorite Canadian food bloggers, and you're one of them, and will you answer these questions? And I just, what? Really? I was pretty excited. So, yeah, it came out today.
And it's called... What's your blog?
It's called familyfeedbag.com, and it's essentially original recipes and photographs from my own kitchen here in Victoria, just cooking away for my family. And
you're a good cook. I mean, by the blog, I mean, the whole site looks fabulous.
Thank you.
The pictures that you take, you call them foodtography?
Foodtography, yeah.
Is that your own term?
I think so. I haven't seen it anywhere else, but I don't know why not, right?
I think you better trademark that.
Maybe I should. Yeah.
That's really good.
Thanks. I'm a really creative person like you are. Yeah. And being at home with my two kids it's really difficult work and it's really busy work. But I really needed that sort of creative outlet for myself. So I started the blog shortly after my second son was born. And I was looking for a hobby that I could do from home, and I didn't have a lot of extra time, so it really just sort of worked that I was cooking for my family anyway, and I would just snap some photos and take some notes and then share them on the blog, and people started visiting the blog and doing the recipes.
And I'm an oldster, and so I was asking you about the blog. So it's like a website that you have that has all your stored recipes in it. But you kind of update them every few days. I see your recipes, you add something new, and there's little comments and ways for people to comment back to you. So it's kind of an interactive site.
Yeah, I have awesome readers, and they take my recipes and sort of play with them in their own homes. Some of them do them exactly as they are. Some people add different things and give me great ideas back and excellent feedback. And some of them have their own blogs, and so they talk about having made my recipes on their blogs. So a blog it creates a community around the blog, but mine works similar to a website as well because there's a recipe index on there similar to you would find in the back of a cookbook, and you can just go on there and search under different sort of categories of food. And so people visit my old posts as well as my new ones.
And then you find that once you get in there, you can keep going, and there's so many recipes and ideas. And, of course, Mr. Feedbag.
My husband, yeah.
Your husband seems to love everything you cook. And you're saying your kids are getting there, like it's a little dodgy because different ages, they're not all going to like the same thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, my four-year-old is, he's probably listening right now, so I'm going to say he struggles with new things a little bit. And so, but my goal with that is to just keep trying.
Yeah.
And keep trying. And so we do that. He has sort of a small variety of things that he will eat regularly, and he does get, you know, he loves his fruits and vegetables. So we're winning a lot of good battles.
And Amy,
there.
How do you feel about that kind of stuff, though? A lot of these people, and I saw in the paper today, people that give their kids everything they want or four different menus for four different kids. Is it important to make a meal and give them what you've made for everybody?
What I do is I'm okay with deconstructing a meal. So if we're having, you know, pasta with tomato sauce and, veggies in it, I don't have any problem with serving the pasta plain with some chopped tomatoes on the side and some raw veggies with it. So we're all eating the same stuff, but it's okay to be palatable to the kids if they can have it sort of prepared slightly differently. But we do sit down to a family dinner almost every day. Mm. And lunch as well, me with the kids. And the baby eats anything. Well, he's a toddler now, I guess. He's walking now. So he eats pretty much everything you put in front of him and eats pretty much all day.
And I think that's a great idea because you avoid all the fights. And I think the raw veggies, my daughter still, she's 20 and still would rather have it with a dip than in anything. And, oh, don't cook that.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of know your audience and but not be catering to fish sticks or whatever every day either.
Right. And I've never, I mean, the blog is, I cook from scratch. So all the recipes on there are fully from scratch and they're all my own recipes. However, you know, I don't do everything from scratch. Like I'm not making my own peanut butter, you know?
Or marshmallows like Martha Stewart.
Huh? Right, right. There's, you know, there's a time for that and stuff. But so mine is just sort of good, honest, family home cooking, and from scratch. And the images are as you would see me serve it to my kids. So I don't do a lot of sort of dressing up of, you know, a little bit of this over here and that over there and put
it's
all
not
these.
Foo-foo.
No, it's not really arty, but it's
I think it
it's
is
real.
I like the stew looks so delicious because it looks real and it is because you're saying this is actually what the food you're serving to your family that night, so all these pictures are real food that you're eating. They're not waxed and sprayed and
I feel like a stew is a rustic dish and it should look rustic, and I think you know, there's a time for gourmet, but really home cooking at the end of the day, how many of us are doing gourmet home cooking for our families? We're really just sort of putting a casserole on the table or, you know, dredging some chicken to make some chicken strips, or we're doing, you know, meatballs. So that's, that's kind of the tone of my blog.
Well, you know, my son said the other day, I was telling you that M&M's raised me. So,
That's
not totally true.
I grew up in the generation of, like, I kind of call it the Campbell's soup cooking, you know.
Yeah, the cream of mushroom soup.
Everything has a can of soup in it. So you won't find any of that on my blog. But, I think we're starting to see a resurgence of interest in cooking from scratch and an appreciation for know-how and skill in that area.
But I think your recipes are sort of old school in a way because they're stews and chicken, but kicked up a notch.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like your crunchy coconut, the one you just had.
The coconut and lime chicken drumsticks.
And I've never ever seen a recipe like that before.
Oh,
so,
really? Yeah.
So you're kind of just changing things. So, you know, not like we had 30 years ago. They're a new take on chicken.
Yeah. Well, it's do shake and bake yourself, right? Like shake and bake is not difficult. It's not difficult to bread chicken. And, you know, it's almost as easy as opening the packet and doing it out of a box. And so, yeah, that one, it's just simply just marinated with lime juice. I mean, how easy is that? And lime juice is so efficient because it's acidic. It's a great marinade. Any sort of citrus fruit is an excellent marinade because it keeps the meat tender. Mm-hmm. And that's what I have a class coming up at the London Chef. It's called Family Favorites. And so that's what we're doing there. It's basically just honest family cooking. It's the stuff that we make for our families. We're doing chicken strips. So you're learning how to dredge chicken. And if you can do that, you can dredge fish. You can do pork. You can do all kinds of things. And then we're doing meatballs. And if you can make a meatball mixture, you can make your own burgers. You can make your own meatloaf. And then we're doing a chocolate pudding from scratch, you know? So it's all stuff that you might otherwise do out of a box, but it's just about learning about how really easy it is to just do it from scratch.
And that's May 5th?
May 5th. Our last one was in March. This is our second Family Favorites class, and it's in the afternoon. And, I'm really excited about it.
You know, and you talk about dredging and stuff, but, you know, I think, okay, there's the flour and the egg. Okay, what comes first?
The flour comes first.
Flour
so the
comes
flour
first, FF.
Dries the meat. Uh-huh. The egg gives the crumb something to stick to, and then the crumb goes on last.
See, she has to talk slow to me.
No, I'm just trying to think, how do you remember this?
Because I'm always like, does that make sense? I think I would dip it first and the flour. But so flour first. I'll just remember that.
You don't even have to. You know, if all you want to do is take your chicken and throw it in some breadcrumb, great. I mean, it's a great meal. But when I cook, I like to try and think of sort of at each turn an opportunity to create new flavor in the recipe. So I'm going to add some chili powder to my breadcrumb. I'm going to add some fresh herbs to my breadcrumb. I'm going to, or you could add, say, paprika to your flour. And so just at every opportunity, maybe marinate the meat first. So Yeah.
I think you're giving some great ideas. When we come back, we're going to talk about motivation and how you keep that going every day, your mojo going to make food. Back in a minute.
We're your Canucks playoff headquarters. They get the Stanley Cup in sight, and CFAX 1070 has all the action. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You can't spend the weekend in a GIC. Hi, I'm Kevin Walker of the Oak Bay Beach Hotel in beautiful Victoria, BC, and we've got a different kind of investment opportunity for you to consider. Your own oceanfront five-star vacation hotel suite as an investment. We offer a contracted rate of return for as long as you own the property to rival the return of your GICs. But beyond that, you also get to enjoy the property for up to 4 months a year. That's 4 months of Victoria sunshine, the ocean just steps from your door, and brand new five-star amenities you won't believe. No GIC can give you that. We're so confident in your satisfaction, we'll give you the option to sell your suite back to us in 5 years at 5% more than what you paid. Owning vacation property isn't just for the rich. It's for savvy investors who want a return on lifestyle. There are only a limited number of suites remaining, so I encourage you to see what we're all about at oakbaycondos.com. The Oak Bay Beach Hotel, oceanfront investing in Victoria, BC. Visit oakbaycondos.com.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
Shop Safeway and take advantage of all the low, everyday prices. Plus, you'll still find great club card savings like fresh boneless chicken breasts. They're club priced at $4.49 a pound. Fresh strawberries sold in the one-pound packs are club priced at $1.69 each. And Breyers Double Churn ice cream in the 1.66-liter cartons are club priced at $4.99 each. Plus, remember, this Thursday is your last chance to play e-auction at Safeway. Shop Safeway, get your access code and play. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Wow, we learned a lot of stuff during the breaks. TJ is doing a pulled pork. What a catch, ladies. He cooks and he's cute. Amy, we're talking about motivation too. Like, you know, you got two kids and you got this blog. Like, you're a busy person. How do you get motivation and new ideas all the time to do this? And do you do it 7 days a week, or do you have a break and kind of cheat every once in a while and your husband cooks or someone else does, you know, you buy takeout or something?
I do at least two meals a day from scratch. Sometimes all three. Motivation, you know, for me, I'm just I have to create all the time. And so food right now is my thing. And I'll just randomly start sentences with my husband. Oh, you know, it'd be really good. And then I have to go make it. You know, sometimes I start with flavor combos, or I'll have a particular ingredient that's really inspiring to me. So for inspiration, I find the biggest demotivator to cooking is not having enough stuff in the house.
Yeah.
Having to make a trip to the store with the kids before you even make dinner is just, forget it. No way. So I try to keep a well-stocked pantry of dry goods, canned goods, a well-stocked fridge of dairy products, fruits and vegetables. And then really you can make anything from there if you have a well-stocked pantry.
So you're not picking up meat and stuff. You have things in the freezer too that you pull out every day?
Oh, yeah. I keep a well-stocked freezer.
Okay. So you go out once a week and do a huge shop?
I'm not that organized. Okay. I go every now and then I go in between for a few things here and there. And then every once in a while we do a big shop out at Costco and get, I really
that
like
it. That costs so much money. You're like, wow. Yeah. But you have stuff forever.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing I like to do is I buy those big family packs of meat, and then I come home and I divide them up into the smaller packs. And you can actually make a big batch of marinade, like a, you know, do your favorite marinade times three in a big bowl. Drop your chicken breast or chicken thighs, whatever you got, or fish in your freezer bags. Fill them up with your marinade and just freeze them that way.
And, you know, I think marinades, like, you it's so important and it makes such a difference. You're talking about the flavor, right? So instead of thinking, picking up your chicken every day at the store and going, what am I going to do with it? Like shake and bake. If you marinate stuff, you're going to have all those different flavors. You can be
so
in different
easy.
Countries all the time. Like you're saying, it's a vacation when you have these tropical ones.
And marinades are really similar to vinaigrettes, where basically you want a balance of flavors. So you want some sweetness, you want some acidity, you want some saltiness, and maybe a bit of spice. And if you do that with your marinade every time and you get that nice balance.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting confused. Sorry.
Yeah. And so if you do that, you really can't go wrong. And just play around with it. You know, well, I've got a bit of honey, so that'll be my sweet. And I've got a bit of lemon juice, so that'll be my sour. And I've got a bit of soy sauce, maybe, so that'll be my salt. And throw in some chili. And there you've got a perfect marinade.
And how long, if you're just doing it that day, how long do you need for that to really soak into the meat?
You don't need too long, actually. Like, some marinades are fine and even just an hour. But the longer, the better.
Right.
You know, if you can throw that in the night before.
Well, things always taste better, right, when they're
even
like spaghetti sauce when you make it.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to talk about maybe a couple of items that you're doing in your London Chef cooking class that maybe people can make tonight. So maybe they're not great cooks or haven't done a lot of stuff, but they want to do something. Meatballs are delicious.
Oh,
Pegs,
yeah.
Pegs, meatballs, you know, lasagna, spaghetti, all these things are great. So what is your meatball?
One of my meatballs that I'm doing at the London. Well, you can do anything with a meatball. You can use beef. You can use pork. You can use chicken. You could use turkey. You could use a mixture of those. You can put, you know, there's a recipe on the blog for cranberry stuffed turkey meatballs where the stuffing is in the turkey meat.
Like Christmas in a meatball.
Then you put a little dent in the meatball and stuff a whole cranberry in there and bake them with the cranberry inside. We're doing something similar at the London Chef. The class that I'm teaching is, they're beef meatballs and you get your breadcrumb in there to keep them nice and moist. Because if you cook a meatball with no breadcrumb in it, all of the fat, which is the deliciousness, right, runs out of your meatballs and cooks out of your meatballs.
Oh,
so
that's
if you
why.
Put
you
some
need
breadcrumb in there.
Or?
Egg is for binding. Breadcrumb will bind too. But what the breadcrumb does is it absorbs all that fat and stays. So you get a really nice, flavorful, moist meatball. And the ones we're doing in the class are little dent in it. Make it a ball with your meatball mixture. Put a little dent in there with your thumb. Take a little cube of mozzarella cheese, stuff it in there, form it around the meatball, and then just bake them in the oven for 20 minutes.
So no on the stovetop having to...
No.
Because that's
all... We're not
all...
doing that.
So just bake them for 20 minutes.
Just bake them. And, you know, I use my oven a lot. It's on probably twice a day because I have little kids, and it's much easier for my oven to do the cooking than for me to do the cooking. So I'm all about preparing a meal and then shoving it in the oven.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a great idea because they are consuming if you're going to be on the stovetop trying to turn all those little meatballs and brown them.
No.
So with that, are you putting that in a sauce with something then?
Or
what is that
I do
straight
is
up?
The sauce comes after. So I just do parchment-lined baking sheets, a rimmed sheet, and make all your meatballs and put them all on the sheet, pop them in the oven for about 20 minutes at 400. And while it's baking, make your sauce. Easy. Just open a can of, I like crushed tomatoes, I think offer the best tomato flavor. Add some fresh herbs, maybe a little bit of olive oil, add a little bit of whatever cheese you're into at the moment, a little bit of Parmesan in there. And then when your meatballs come out, just toss them in the sauce and you're ready to go. They're great on sandwiches too, meatball subs. You know, who doesn't like a meatball sub, right?
Oh, that's a good one. So you can save some of those for other things.
Yeah, you could actually... And this, a lot of people are really, really into, you know, large batch cooking and then freezing it and then putting it in your freezer. And then, you know, when your kids have baseball some night or something, you just take out the pre-cooked meatballs and just reheat them in the oven. Easy,
and you
easy.
Do that?
I don't do that.
Oh, good. Because I'm thinking, oh, man, I always wanted to be that person.
No.
But there's always one, you know, there's always someone better at stuff than you, right?
You know, yeah.
To make you feel bad.
Well, the thing is, a lot of people say, oh, no, you know, I don't cook from scratch or I can't cook. Not true. Like, anybody can cook, right? It's just having the will to cook. And I think part of it is staying prepared, right? Having lots of stuff in the house so you don't sort of lose your motivation. And keeping your eye on the prize. I mean, it's not about putting a gourmet meal on the table. It's about good, wholesome ingredients that feed your family.
And when you have kids, it changes it. So you want to do that. And then we're going to talk about sides. So if you're doing you know, your stew. Well, stew would have a lot of vegetables, but if you're doing spaghetti or whatever, salad-wise or vegetable-wise, how do you incorporate that? What kind of veggie or side dishes do you like to use? What are your go-tos?
Bread.
Corn.
Bread. Everybody loves
peas,
bread. Yeah. Peas. Peas, especially with when you're feeding kids. Peas are one of the healthiest foods you can feed somebody. And frozen vegetables. Don't be afraid of frozen vegetables because they are usually, unless you're buying fresh vegetables that are grown close to home and are picked ripe, frozen vegetables are going to have better nutrition because they're picked ripe off the plant and frozen, flash frozen within hours. Same with canned goods. So if you buy canned tomatoes, those tomatoes are actually picked red, ripe off the vine and canned really quickly. Whereas if
music
I buy,
to my ears, Amy.
Yeah, so because it's affordable,
forget the
right?
Guilt.
Don't buy a tomato from your grocery store in February and expect it to taste like a tomato, right? Yeah. It's not going to taste like the ones we all grow in our backyard in the summer. It's picked green or slightly orange and then gets redder as it gets closer to you. But it's not going to taste the same as when it's picked off the vine red. So, yeah, don't be afraid of your canned goods and your frozen vegetables.
And then you got them and you don't have any excuses.
Yes. Yeah.
So you're – just remind people they want to look you up today because a lot of these recipes are on there or great recipes for adults or family parties. How do people find you, Amy?
My blog is familyfeedbag.com.
And what's the latest one? It was
caramelized. Yeah, caramelized lime guacamole. So it's just making a simple guacamole.
But what made you think of this?
Oh,
caramelizing limes.
Caramelized fruit is just awesome.
Yeah, I never even heard of that.
It's caramelized lime juice tastes like lime juice amplified. Like it's sweeter. It's more bitter at the same time, and it's just intense. It's aromatic. It makes your kitchen smell incredible.
Oh,
if
cool.
You ever want to, you know,
so what do you do with them?
Somebody.
You just put them on
hot pan, medium high, nonstick.
No anything in it.
Enough dry pan. Cut your lime in half. Place it flat side down. Like 60 seconds later, pull them out. They're all nicely caramelized around the edge. Juice that into your avocado.
And you put
tomato.
It in your water too, right? You
said yeah, sparkling just water. Just squeeze it. Oh, so good.
So look up that guacamole recipe. It looks great. And also London Chef May 5th. You're probably sold out.
May 5th? I don't know. I haven't checked in on that recently. But you can go to their website, thelondonchef.com, and you can register for the class online, or you can give them a call, or you can stop in.
And how are you liking teaching, too?
I love it. I was just, you know, I was hanging around the London Chef a little bit, because I think if you like food and you live in Victoria, you can't not sort of want to be there.
Yeah. So, and he's so cute.
Yeah. So I was hanging around there, assisting with some classes, and they just said to me one day, you should be teaching some classes here. And I just about hit the roof. I was pretty excited about that. So
that's cool. Well, listen, Amy, maybe stick around for the next few segments. Your kids and Mr. Feedbag are very lucky. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You can see that if you're going to pick up today the
National Post.
Yeah. And Amy's in there. And one of Canada's top bloggers. She's here. And that's Family Feedbag. Congratulations, Amy.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about spring cleaning.
The Royal Museum Shop. Intriguing and unique.
Where did you find that cute mammoth plush?
The Royal Museum Shop. It's a birthday present for my niece. And I bought this beautiful jewelry crafted by a local artist as a memento of my visit to the museum.
There's something for everyone at the Royal Museum Shop. Clothing, jewelry, books, from postcards to original artwork. Many items with a distinctly BC flavor. There's no admission fee and your purchases support the Royal BC Museum. Whatever the occasion, memories begin at the Royal Museum Shop.
This isn't just anywhere, it's Eureka.
Monday on Space.
Check this out.
Wow!
This is a town full of scientists.
They bend the laws of nature.
Turns out, it's not that hard.
And push science to the limit.
Whoa! That is awesome!
And in the final season...
We can't keep this a secret.
Things aren't what they seem.
Anything is possible.
I can't wait.
Eureka, the final season, starts Monday at 7.
It's epic.
On Space, no limits.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
A few clouds, but mostly just sunshine. It's 13 degrees downtown. Good morning. I'm Kyle Reynolds. A victory in the BC Supreme Court yesterday for medical marijuana users as a judge ruled restrictions for those users limiting their use to the drug in its dried form were unconstitutional. CFAX 1070's Liz MacArthur has more.
Owen Smith was arrested in 2009 for making marijuana cookies and skin products for distribution. Despite today's constitutional ruling, Smith will still face a trial by jury. Founder of the Cannabis Buyers Clubs of Canada, Ted Smith, says he doesn't think there will be a conviction in the upcoming trial.
Very confident that no jury in this country would convict Owen for making, you know, the cookies and skin products. So that is another opportunity to change public opinion. Today we change the law.
Owen Smith's lawyer, Kirk Tousaud, says the constitutional ruling is a major victory.
I think most Canadians understand that the government ought not to be imposing arbitrary restrictions on access to medicine that actually have the effect of harming people's health rather than enhancing it. And I'm very confident that we can convince a jury of that, and I'm equally confident that we can convince the Court of Appeal and even the Supreme Court of Canada of that fact.
A date for Smith's trial will be set April 25th. Liz MacArthur, CFAX 1070 News.
Prime Minister Harper is sticking to a pro-trade agenda at the Summit of the Americas in Colombia. He told a forum of CEOs that his government's plan to speed up the regulatory process for major natural resource projects is another reason that Latin American investors should take a closer look at Canada. Harper's speech was mostly a sales pitch on the attractiveness of Canada's investment landscape. And the tragedy of the Titanic is being remembered on its 100th anniversary. Reporter Tom Rivers says many of those who worked on the ship came from the port of Southampton.
The Titanic began her maiden voyage in the southern English port of Southampton, where many had joined the ship as crew. Their descendants will never forget.
He was one of the survivors, was in charge of Lifeboat 5, and we believe from the records that we've got that he actually saved somebody's life as well.
What happened that night to him and to so many others, I have a connection, and I just want to be there for him, really.
An emotional night ahead for many here in Britain. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Duroc residents. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon today, our prize will be $52, courtesy of 3 Point Motors. Find them on Government at Hillside. And CFAX 1070 weather now, mainly sunny today, a high of 14 degrees. It's already 13 downtown. Clear skies overnight, low about 5 degrees. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud. Clouding over a little bit in the afternoon, though, high of 12 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back in the studio. I have Laurel Collins, who's with WIN, Women in Need, and also Tammy Tate from Triple T Consulting. On the phone, we have Lori Perrin, who is with Word of Mouth Cleaning. How are you all, everybody?
Hello, great.
Nice
great.
To see you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lori. Now, you know, it is a beautiful day out there. So when you have a beautiful day like this, Lori, the first thing you see are really bad windows, like our dog has the nose prints everywhere. What is your solution for spring cleaning to get those windows looking good without looking worse after you're done?
Well, you know what? The best time to do it is when the sun is not shining.
No. Oh, so okay. Don't drive yourself nuts. Okay.
On a gray, cloudy day is the best time to do it because then the sun isn't heating your windows, and then that's when you're going to get streaks.
And you also do a lot of construction cleanup, renovation cleanup. What are some tips if you're starting a renovation to make sure you don't have as much mess?
Well, if you're, let's say you're doing drywall and taping and the drywall dust, you want to remove everything out of the room that you can. Take blinds down, take the screens off windows so that you have less dust to clean up after, because it's one of the hardest things is to get rid of the drywall dust.
And we're also doing hardwood floors and sanding. That's another one where you want to, I guess, tape off windows and things like that? Or
yeah,
pass.
You want to tape off windows. You want to try and contain the dust to where you're working. So if it means taping the doorway so that it stays in that room, that helps.
And clutter. You know, you're a good organizer, and I know it's easier to clean a house that has less clutter. Do you have any ideas for people to start spring cleaning and putting away some of that stuff and what
well,
to do with it?
What I would do is you get 3 containers and a garbage bag, pick a room that's probably the less cluttered, and set a time, half an hour, and go through it. You can keep some, sell some, give it away, throw it away. And the key is, once you get those buckets full, is to put them where you want them to be, like the giveaway box, put in your car, so that you don't have any second thoughts. Once it's in the box, it's done.
And we have so much stuff, Laurel. I guess people can bring it down to win, right? Because you're always in need of different things. You have clothing, plus you sell home supply, like
appliances. Absolutely. So we actually have a furniture drop-off, a housewares drop-off, and a clothing drop-off. And they're at our 3 separate locations. The clothing and the housewares are actually right across the street from each other on the corner of North Park and Cook, and then furniture goes to our Pandora location.
And people, if you're listening, you know, we have so much stuff nowadays, and really we need to sort of pare it down a bit, right, Lori, and not have so much stuff. So why not better than to give it to people that can use it?
Yeah, and once you get that one little room, you can start with a drawer. You know, it doesn't have to be huge. Just start somewhere, and it almost makes your room feel bigger, brighter. It's amazing.
So once you've done that, dust bunny. So if you have hardwood floors, that's one of the worst things, is when that sun starts shining in, seeing kind of, even if you thought it was clean, there's stuff everywhere. What kind of products do you use to take care of that?
Well, you can basically, you know, you can use water and vinegar to do your hardwood floors. It doesn't have to be harsh chemicals. Really, it can be as simple as water and vinegar.
And your favorite thing to use is one of those microfibers, isn't it?
Yes, they are amazing. And you can use, it's a Velita mop, and it's got a microfiber cloth, and it's got a telescopic pole. So if you've got drywall dust, you want to get it off the walls and get it down to the floor, so then you vacuum it up with a shop vac.
And what's your favorite room for starting in if you're going to do a clean? Is it the bathroom?
I always start with the bathroom.
And why is that?
Well, it's usually one of the more time-consuming places. Bathroom, kitchen are usually the ones that would eat up more time than anywhere else.
And the old spring cleaning thing was kind of something old-fashioned, the idea, but something about cleaning makes you feel like you're organized, right, when you start that process and kind of do the blinds and do all the things that have been sitting there for the year and haven't been cleaned?
Absolutely. It's like a fresh start. It just feels better.
And how do people get a hold of you, Lori, if they want to know more about word-of-mouth cleaning? Because you do households, plus you do renovation and construction cleans?
Yes, I can be reached at 778-440-0933.
Great talking to you. Now start cleaning.
I will.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk to people from Wynn.
Hey, it's Ryan Price. Join me every afternoon, Monday through Friday, on your drive home for traffic and weather updated regularly. News every 15 minutes, plus conversations with the newsmakers of the day.
Afternoons with Ryan Price on CFAX 1070.
Hey, Victoria. Brian Higgins here for Arona Bay West Express, centrally located 5 minutes from downtown. At Bay West Rona, we have designers and door specialists on staff for your convenience. Let us design and install your new kitchen, bathroom, or custom-sized door system. Or you can try our line of cash-and-carry kitchen cabinets and countertops. Come and see us, the right people, the right store, the right price. Rona Bay West Express, doing it right 7 days a week on Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Cruise Experts Travel and Oceana Cruises are celebrating customer appreciation promotions. All destinations and dates available. We want to surprise you and can't give away the secrets. So call me Sunday, April 15th or Monday, April 16th only. 250-384-8100. Great prices and added amenities. Hi, I'm Rhonda from Cruise Experts Travel. Call me 250-384-8100. Your local Oceana expert.
CFAX 1070 is your home for Vancouver Canucks playoff hockey. And CFAX 1070 has all the action.
Sunday, it's Game 3 as the Vancouver Canucks backs against the wall try to get back into their best of 7 with the LA Kings. Canucks and the Kings, play-by-play at 7:30. Join me, John Shorthouse, along with Dave Tomlinson for all the Canucks playoff action right here on CFAX 1070.
Catch every Canucks playoff game right here on Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Face it, your car is too small. Even thinking about it makes you go,
pushing me.
You want something bigger. Not necessarily new, just new to you and your mini-me's. Something that makes them go... So come down to Galaxy Motors. Check out their selection. Talk to the sales staff if you have any questions. And if you see something that makes all of you go, yeah, just let them know. They'll tell you all about their quick and easy financing. Galaxy Motors at the Colwood Mega Center. Online at galaxymotors.net.
We are back on the phone. I have Marion Evamy from Red Art Gallery. How are you, Marion?
I'm great, Patty. How are you this morning?
I'm good. You have a big opening today.
Well, the people are already starting to trickle in. It's a beautiful day, so we couldn't have asked for anything better.
Now, whereabouts are you in case people want to come down and have a look?
Well, we're at 2033 Oak Bay Avenue, so we're in Oak Bay Village. Some of our neighbors that people might recognize would be Abracadabra, The New Butcher, Blighty's Bistro. We're up that end of the avenue, and the balloons are out, and you'll spot all the color.
Now, you also have the Oak Bay Artist Tour going on, don't you?
Yes, yeah. That's on this weekend as well. So there's, I believe, 20 or 24 artists who are opening their studios throughout Oak Bay. There are maps. We have maps here at the gallery, and they can also be downloaded online from Oak Bay Rec. And, yeah, there's some great art to see, lots of good artists in this neighborhood, so lots to choose from.
And, Marion, you're really about sharing people's artwork. You're not just saying people have to look at yours. You're really about promoting local artists.
Yeah, we have, we're actually proud to represent a number of award-winning artists. We have a lot of local artists who have won big major prizes at both Souk Fine Art Show and Sydney Fine Art Show, as well as through the Federation of Canadian Artists. So they're all accomplished artists, and there's some great art that you won't find at any other galleries in town. And people come in here and they say that they've had their happy fix because the place is full of color and great art at very affordable prices. So,
and why red? Is that your favorite color?
Well, that's what people think, yes. It's not actually my favorite color, but it was my nickname.
It is now.
In school, yeah, and I've got to drive a red car and have several pairs of red shoes, so it was just sort of one of those things that stuck and seemed to be a good name for the gallery.
And what kind of price points? Can people buy art at any price at your gallery, and what kind of as a starting point?
Yeah, well, we start probably starting point, I would say, is around $300 and goes up to in the several thousands. Now, basically, most of the art, obviously the smaller artists, is the lesser priced art. We also have the option of allowing you to purchase the art framed or unframed. We have framing options here, but we understand that people sometimes like to do their own, have their own personal choices on that. So if you see something that you like and it's framed but you don't like the frame, don't be afraid to say, I like the artwork, but I'm not going to take the frame.
And why do you think it's important people buy original art as opposed to some of these knockoffs you can buy at stores?
Well, I think it's kind of a personal thing. It's number one, you're supporting a local artist, and you're supporting your own community by purchasing original art. And I think it's something very important to have a work of art that's been created from scratch, something where you might actually get to meet the artist, where you can find out how they went through the process, and have some sort of personal connection to the artwork. So I think that makes a big difference with buying something original. If you're lucky, it can also become an investment. Most people purchase their art, and it's not going to break down. It's not going to go out of fashion. So you have an investment as well, and it's something that should provide you with a lot of joy every time you have a look at it.
Yeah, so it really does. And, you know, you, of course, do the pup art as well, and we have the beautiful painting of Sophie that you did. And it just brings so much joy with her expression and the colors that you used. And it really is a gift that will last forever.
Yes, yes. And, you know, that's sort of the nice thing about art and one of the things about the nice things about the pup art. You've got a subject matter that you already love, and then it's portrayed by an artist in an original way and with a lot of feeling. And that's what art is all about. I think that's why...
I think we've lost you.
Oh, we're still here. I'm still here. Hello.
Hello. And I actually, and you do other art as well. I know you're inspired by a lot of places in Mexico you've been, and you have lots of beautiful art on your website. So if people want to find you today, how do they do that again? What's your address?
The address is 2033 Oak Bay Avenue, and the website is www.redartgallery.ca.
Well, you have a great day, Red.
Thanks, Patty. You too. It's a okay. Nice sunshiny day out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Bye.
Take care. Well, artwork is great, and I guess, Laurel, you have lots of artwork at Wynn if people are looking for art as well. And, Laurel, you work with Women in Need. And what is your role with the association?
So I'm their community liaison coordinator, and I actually share the job with my sister. We job share. And it means that we are running a lot of their programs and also dealing with donations, so dealing with community organizations and individuals as well.
So what is Women in Need? What do you do? Because a lot of people have seen your stores. You have three or four locations?
Yeah, we have three of them.
Three locations.
And the revenue from those stores actually goes directly to support our programs. And so our programs are built to assist women on their journey between crisis and wellness. And really what that means is that we're assisting them to be able to choose the life that they want. And so on the crisis end, we have a crisis support referral program, and women can come in and get program certificates. We have a New Start program. It actually outfits entire homes of women who are transitioning from abusive relationships, and they get furniture, the housewares, wow, everything they need to start their new life. And then on the, like, sort of as they progress and want to move forward in their lives, we have programs that assist them. One's called the Self-Sufficiency Fund, and it is, it gives bursaries to women who are doing training and development. We have a transformational learning program, which actually, it sort of addresses a broad spectrum of needs. And those include, like, the one coming up on the 19th.
Food stuff, aren't, like, teaching.
Yeah, so we have food skills. We have budgeting, you know, how to do resumes.
I should be taking that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm, like, so grateful to be able to go attend these. I've learned a lot from them.
They sound fabulous, which everybody needs. And lots of times we don't have in life those sort of chances to learn all that. And then if we have circumstances that change that we are on our own, that's a great way to learn that. So you can register through Win if you phone?
Yeah, absolutely. If you phone 250-480-4006 and then extension 202, that's our program's line.
And also the website's great, right?
And the website has all of the information, absolutely.
So if you're a woman at home right now and you're in a bad situation, how do people access you? Is it through government or other agencies, or is it directly through you? How would they know to get in touch with you?
So yeah, it depends on the woman. Some people call us directly and access our programs that way, or walk into our stores. They have crisis support application forms there, and some are referred from different organizations. So transition houses refer a lot of women to us as well.
What a wonder! You must see some great stories.
Absolutely, they're really powerful.
And Tammy Tate is with Triple T Consulting, and you're doing a big event, which CTV, CFAX, and Cooler are proud sponsors of. And it's called?
The Fashion with Passion Fundraising Gala.
Passion. And we've got Sue on the line, and she did a little something that was a fundraiser for that.
Yeah.
And that was, tell us about that.
Yeah, well, basically what we're trying to do this year is getting sponsors for all our models. And so, but as everyone probably knows, it's not an easy thing right now to get cash sponsorships.
Yeah.
So what various people have done is they've come up with creative ways to help us raise that $1,000 and then be a model sponsor. So Sue came up with this amazing idea, and it was such a huge success, and I'll let her talk about it.
Sue, tell us about your, and you have a new acronym. What is your handle for your fundraising?
I was just sitting here thinking when Lori mentioned women that are in bad situations, I just thought, hey, I know a lot of women, and we're in pretty good situations. And I was laying in bed a couple months ago, and I thought, you know what? There's a lot of ladies out there that I'm sure if they were called on, they would very easily be able to come up with $25. So sat down with Tammy one night and thought, hey, you know what? If we got 40 friends, and they all donated $25, we got together and we did a little swap and shop. What a great little event. And I got Liquor Plus. They donated the liquor for the event. We had it at my house. Ladies cleaned out their closets. We had about 600 items of clothing unloaded in garbage bags outside my house, and we hung them all up. And then we all got some friends together. They got friends. They called two friends. We ended up with 40 ladies, $25 each. We raised over $1,200. I think Tammy's got the final figures. But just had a great, fun event. We called it the Fabulous Fashion Fandango. And then I just thought, hey, you know, I love red lipsticks. I love lips. Let's call it LIPS, Ladies in Philanthropy Society, and maybe do two or three events over a year where, you know, maybe it's bursaries for ladies in need. Maybe it just sticks with WIN and then they decide what they can do. But lots of fun. And I know there's other ladies out there in Victoria that are also closets full of clothes that they're not wearing, that they could probably do the same thing. And I'm more than willing to do a couple more of these events. It was just so much fun.
It really was fun. And Tammy, I see you're smiling because, you know fundraising, it's a very difficult thing. And it was a fun event that was painless.
It was. It was amazing. And I had so many people say afterwards, I have to go to one of those again. We have to. And then they're starting to think, okay, well, we could do clothes, we could do books, we could do housewares. Like,
well, absolutely. Yeah. And I had people, I was, oh, I'm not going to go try that on. I had people bringing me shoes. It was like, come on, try this.
Yeah,
and there was some good stuff. And everything that wasn't taken that night was all sent to WIN. So it was a win-win, as they say.
Yes.
Okay, we've got to go a quick break. And we come back to talk to Tammy about fashion with passion.
You know, I'm a no-nonsense kind of guy. So when I went looking for information about cemetery and cremation planning, I went to the Royal Oak Burial Park website, robp.ca. Their website describes the choices people need to make, the options they offer, and complete price lists for their services. robp.ca is a great way to get information, all in the privacy of your home. And Royal Oak Burial Park and Tillet's Drive is community-owned and not-for-profit, so they're all about service, not sales. Check out robp.ca on the Internet. You won't regret it. I didn't.
If you have trees, shrubs, or soil, then you need the expertise of Bartlett Tree Experts. Now, tree tips from Bartlett.
As we venture out into our yards and gardens over the next few months, the results of pest and disease damage become apparent. Before you see the damage, it is advisable to have an arborist inspect your plants and trees, and often the issues can be solved through traditional or organic treatments, ensuring the health of your investment. For the tree company with local knowledge and global resources, visit Bartlett.com or call 1-877-BARTLETT.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Assorted General Mills Cheerios or Oatmeal Crisp Cereals. Card priced 2 for $6. Or assorted Swanson Microwavable Frozen Entrees. Card priced 5 for $10. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
A new roof is a big investment, one of the most important decisions you can make for the protection and value of your home. Before you do anything, look into a steel roof from Irwin Industries. It's fireproof, moss-free, with clean lines and concealed fasteners. It lasts more than twice as long as a conventional roof and is available in over 40 colors. When it comes to the roof over your head, go with a proven system from a proven company, Irwin Industries, 875 Ufield Road at irwinvi.com. Call 382-5154.
We are back. We were talking fashion with passion. Women in Need is coming up with an event, and it's, Tammy, it's your what annual?
Fourth annual.
And it's on May 4th at the Delta Ocean Point. And Laurel had to leave, but she did want to let everybody know that there's many ways to help with WIN. It doesn't have government funding. They need cash, always. Volunteers, which would be a really rewarding thing to do, and items. Right now, they really need houseware items because people in need them, also at their storefront locations. Now, Tammy, your event coming up.
Yeah.
You were talking about how things have changed. It's really tough now to get funding for things. You're still in need of some sponsors, like Sue did.
Yep.
So people that want to, before May, come up with some great ideas to sponsor some models. and some silent auction items. So how do people get a hold of you? I know you're Triple T Consulting. Is that where they would phone or get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's easiest to phone me, which is 250-595-8381. They can also go onto the website for womeninneed.ca, and there's information on there.
So tell us about this night. And people can buy single tickets, tables of tickets, and get a good discount. And men, women, I'm sure all would enjoy this. Tell us about the night and what it looks like.
It is such a fun night because, you know, many of us have been to fashion shows, but we don't go to this type of a fashion show. So the special thing about it is that the fashion models are our community folks. So different people who've been sponsored variety of different types of models.
And some of our CTV Cool and CFAX models, right?
Yes. Louise Hartland's going to be on there. And
she's a babe when she's all dolled up.
Oh, is she ever?
Yeah.
And Astrid is actually going to be our MC for the evening.
Awesome. She's great.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great evening. And then they're wearing the clothing from Wynn. So it's not a fashion show where everybody's wearing, you know, the clothing from a fashion store, but they're coming from Wynn, which makes it that it's completely unique items, and it also showcases how wonderful some of the stuff you can get at Wynn.
Absolutely. There's a lot of people. It's not Winners, it's Wynn. They shop there because there are some beautiful pieces, because we have a lot of very generous people in Victoria and who have a lot of nice items.
Oh, yeah.
And when they can't use them, they do pass them on to someone that can. So if you're looking for something neat to wear, definitely go to one of the three Wynn stores, because you're helping people, plus you're getting a unique item.
Absolutely. In fact, last year at our event, some of the women that came and brought tables, they had a thing where they were all going to only wear items that they went to Wynn to purchase.
Oh.
So it was really neat. So you had these people and they were all so excited to show off, like, look at these shoes I just got and everything else.
Kind of like really... Sue's party, where it's like crazy, right? Everybody, you know, finding new shoes. People love shoes. People love clothing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have men and women going to these events. And you have male models as well.
We do have male models.
Little Eye Candy.
Yeah, Little Eye Candy. In fact, the Victoria Fire Department just came on as a sponsor yesterday. So they'll be in attendance and we will have a model from there. But also, and some of the male models actually wear clothing from Outlooks for Men. Dale Olson's a huge supporter of the event. So he comes
Dale's
on.
Dale's great. I think he's got about 25 million suits from there and ties. And Dale's great in the community.
Yeah.
He helps a lot of causes. So
absolutely.
And how many people can attend this, and how many tickets are there still available? People still do this?
Yep, there's still tickets available, so we'd love to sell some more tables, individual tickets. We did sell out last year, and we sold out quite early, so we're 3 weeks out from the event, so we're expecting probably within the next little while that we will sell out, so we'd love to get people purchasing some tickets right now.
Now, how do you stay so cool doing organizing and events like this? What does it take to be someone like you who puts together this stuff? Because you're always smiling, you always seem calm, but underneath is it kind of going, I got to do this? Like, how many things you have to do?
Yeah. No, I've always, every time I talk to people, I always say to my volunteers, just smile, because you can fool the world with a really nice smile.
And you have a great one. And you were telling me last year that you stepped in and modeled an outfit that wasn't even the right size, but you got out there and rocked it.
Yeah. Well, rocking it maybe is pushing it a little far. But I replaced somebody who was a much skinnier, taller version of a model. And so my outfit wasn't quite right, but it was really fun to be out there.
And isn't that the whole point behind Wynn?
Yeah.
Is that this is to help other people. It doesn't have to be perfect or anything else.
Exactly.
But it's about giving in whichever way, cash, volunteer items, maybe for your event, passion or Fashion with Passion is sponsoring a model.
Yep.
There's six more that need it right now, or helping with silent auction items.
Yep, there's lots of different ways. And people are doing amazing things. Lips is the one thing. Vancouver Island Tech Park's got a challenge on right now with three of their executives. They are challenging a coin drive. And whoever gets the most coins gets to choose an outfit for the person who did not get as many coins to wear at the fashion show.
That's great. So if people want to buy tickets, or if they want to know about helping out, how do they do that, Tammy?
Best to contact me at 250-595-8381 or go to our website at womeninneed.ca.
Perfect. And make sure look up Wynn's website as well, because there's lots of different things that you can do to help. And if nothing else, just go down there and get yourself an outfit. It's a beautiful day out there, everybody. Get out there and enjoy.